Okay, we are back here on Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, if I end by the seat of my pants. I do understand that we have Carson Klosterman from the Winemere area with us today. Now, Carson, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I was, Heidi said fill the 2:30 spot, and I'm combining away and look at the clock, and I'm like, I must have missed something.
Whoops. That's all right. Hey, you're making money. You're doing what you need to be doing. Those radio people, they can just, you know, we're very happy that you help us out for sure. But what's it looking like out there? Did you just say you're doing corn right now? Is that what you just said?
Well, yeah, I'm in the combine. We're on our last quarter of soybeans, and we did start up corn here right after dinner. I think we got a handful of loads dumped already there, so on to the start the next trouble before we get done with one, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Carson, obviously this segment normally we do on a Monday at 2:49 with North Dakota Corn. Today we're doing a North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, which you are the chairman of. We're just getting a bit of an update, and we actually just got done talking to Justin. He is over in the Oaks area, and I did not know that his particular farm got whacked pretty good with some hail. At the end of July? But there's been so many areas that got hit with the different storms that we had this year. How did you fare, first of all, in the Winemere area? Were you able to, you know, stay away from the June 19th, June 20th, and the other events?
So the June 20th, 19th, 20th, it was the day before Enderlin got lit up. We had a pretty good hailstorm that followed the railroad that kind of goes all the way from McLeod to Hankinson, and we got beat up pretty good. The soybeans have been harvested, and there was probably 30-35% difference between, you know, a field that missed that hailstorm, you know, 2 miles west versus one that got hailed on. So I mean, it took a good chunk there. We haven't gotten into any of the corn in that area to see how bad that hurt us. Outside of that, I mean, there's this field the beans were on now got hit pretty hard with water, so it's got some damages here. All in all, the bean crop, I think folks are pretty happy with for the most part. Last year, it seemed like we missed a couple crucial rains. I mean, we were wet the end of May into June, and then it kind of dried up, and therefore the beans were a little short last year. This year, I think they got a couple extra rains, which seems to get us back to that APH average, if not a tick above.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things in play, not only just dealing with bad weather, but I heard sudden death was an issue, I heard white mold was an issue, and then top it off, Mother Nature wasn't done. They decided to throw some frost on top of there. So any of those other events hit you?
Yeah, luckily we missed out on the frost, and we didn't see any damage, you know, a couple days afterwards. I did drive south of Wahpeton over by Great Bend and did see some damage there, and you don't have to get very far west of Winemere, and then obviously to the north where we ran into some more frost damage from that Sunday night into Monday event, or Saturday, Sunday. But you know, on the corn wise, that looks to be good. Didn't have the greatest finish, but I think we're probably all happy it's been as hot as it has been, just to take some of that moisture out, because we were all pretty nervous on that. And from the report of the other combine, it sounds like he's into some 20% moisture corn, which this week, being warm weather, that'll go through the dryer quite easily. And seems to be some good bushels, but we're getting that dialed in with the scales. So
okay,
looks like it should be a good
I was just going to ask you, like, for the frost damage, you know, I heard some of the beans actually shrunk or stayed small Otherwise, you got clip tops. What was the damage like for your soybeans? It's almost like the beans got frozen in time.
No, we did miss out on the frost event, so we've had a good beans. But to what you said is the ones that did get frost damage. That's what they're seeing is just takes a lot more beans to make a pound, and if they didn't finish filling them top ones, and they could be running into some harvest issues too if they got rubbery and whatnot.
Right. How about for storage? It's really been, I guess, depends on where you're at. Obviously, beans aren't moving much. They are a little bit if you're using the crush plant or maybe had some early beans sold. But for storage, are there some issues down in the Winemere area, or are you guys doing okay?
No, they seem to be finding all sorts of bins to get rid of them. And we got enough bin space that we've done that, and we will move them to the crush plant eventually. There is, you can tell which elevators have unit trains to load because there is a difference in posted bids, and to the tune of about 20-25 cents. So there could be some rail activity happening where they got to get some beans in to get them trains filled. And there are beans being piled at some delivery sites. So, you know, but the crush plant has lived up to what it was supposed to do, and that was to have a narrower basis and just, you know, put the beans in the bin and market accordingly. But every month is better at the crush plant versus all the rail sites.
Okay. Carson, you got anything left besides you obviously finishing up soybeans, starting on corn? Anything else left for you?
Well, we got sugar beets for Mindac and out of Wapton there. And they don't have any plans to start this week. I think Crystal is starting tonight. Southern Minnesota, mm-hmm. out of Renville started this morning. We're going to hold on to try to get a good stretch of cool weather before we start. I guess it just helps. We've seen it. It's proven that the piles, when the beet's cooler and goes into a pile when it is just cooler all around, the storage is superb. So I know everybody's got help, you know, showing up thinking we were going to start this week. So it might be a little bit tough towards the end of beet harvest, right, if folks are returning back to their normal jobs.
When did you guys get in for the sugar beets? Were you guys late getting in or no?
No, we got the beets, for the most part, Mindac planted just a little under 100,000, and good majority of them are all in April. It's so we got I'd say not a crazy crop. We had some of our southern districts there kind of wet, and so they'll have a short crop for co-op wide, hoping just for a good average crop. The sugar will be a little bit down due to the wet year, and then the humid August, the Cicosper leaf spot really set in, which that burns the leaves back and the plant regrows them, which then uses sugar to grow those leaves. So we've seen it in our samples that the sugar is lower than what we'd like, but nothing you can do about it, really.
Yeah. Carson, anything else before we let you go? Got about a minute left here.
Yeah. You know, we got a trade team coming to North Dakota on the 15th of October. Be from Korea, and we're going to get them out on the farm while we're harvesting corn. We'll get them to a shuttle loader to see that, and then we'll get them down to the Hankinson ethanol plant as well. So kind of nice to get some of our buyers here in front of us and show them around and show them how we do things and get that relationship built.
Absolutely. Well, they've been a good buying partner over the last several years. All right, Carson, out of time, but I'm glad to hear things are going okay, and you have a great rest of the harvest, and hopefully we can catch up with you somewhere down the road.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you.